Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, welcome to Tamara's Table. Tamara, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tamara's Table for a very special edition of Your Word is Your Wand. We are so excited to be here this evening. I'm here with Maria, our executive producer. Maria DiGiovanni is here to take calls this evening after we get kicked off. We are so excited. And hey, you know what, Maria? You look good today. I just wanted to tell you that. And I want to tell all of our callers, you know, you look good today. So if no one told you that yet, you heard it right here at 4radio.com.
It almost feels like, do you remember now? I may be dating ourselves, but or dating me. But do you remember a romper room, those magic mirrors? Ooh,
you have
a magic mirror that goes with your wand.
That's perfect. Yes, and your word is your wand. I'm going to actually talk to you about a concept, guys. It's really exciting. You know, life is an interesting thing. For a lot of people, they call it the game of life, and it's called that for a reason. I wanted to share with everyone today, you know, part of having a wand is, you know, your word. It's what's in your heart. It's what you speak. It's what you feel. It's what you think. It's many things. But more importantly, you can use this as a tool in your life to further more abundance in your life, to call into existence more happiness, more love, more prosperity, more greater health, and all of these things. So I also want to say, you know, one of my key words for this show, week after week, day after day, year after year, and hopefully we'll be around that long, is it is no secret what God can do, you know, and I love that because, Maria, I shared, you know, on our last show with our listeners that when I was growing up, this was something that my mom and dad shared with me, and it's just been such an inspiration to me in my life, and I want to pass it along to our listeners. If you've never heard the song, it's an old song. It's called There Is No Secret What God Can Do. So true. And, you know, I also want to encourage everyone who's listening. We've got callers from around the world, right, Maria?
Yes, we sure do, especially on the island of Crete in Greece.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome, everyone. We're so happy to have everyone here for this special Christmas edition of Tamara's Table. And don't just reach for a star. You know, we've heard of that saying, you know, reach for a dream, you know, live your dream, reach for a star, wish on a star. That's all well and good, you know, but that's what fantasies are made of. I'm here to tell you today, don't just wish on a star. Live your dreams. The time is now. Use these key words as your wand. The word now. The word now has a lot of power. Last week, if those who were listening recall, we talked about the daily bread. Remember that, Maria?
I sure do.
Yeah, so important. We talked about Psalms 28:7 last week and joy going into the Christmas season. And we shared with the listeners a scripture, and I want to share that scripture again for anyone who might have missed it last week. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart, trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. Amen. Psalms 28:7. I call that into existence for all of our lives this holiday season and into the new year. More joy. Let's call into existence more joy in our life. In the Bible, the Lord talks about faith, hope, and love. He says the greatest of these is love. What's so fun about our show, Maria, is we can share this with our listeners because it's for radio.com.
Yeah, exactly. But before you do, what I want you to do is I want you to, because we do have these listeners, okay. And we're brand new, and this is your second show, so congratulations on your second your second official show on 4 Radio. But we have a whole bunch of listeners, and I want them to really know and get to know, what is Tamara's Table and who is Tamara?
Okay. What is Tamara's Table? I'll answer that one first. Tamara's Table is a virtual table. It extends all around the globe. Imagine it like, hands, holding hands like a never-ending group of people coming together in love, faith, and fellowship, and just having a wonderful conversation with each other. Tamara's Table was founded on an idea that Maria and I had when I joined her for the Georgia Ambassador for Cancer. So I'm the Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, and I shared with my listeners recently in my last broadcast about my journey and, my love and passion for helping others. Our Tamara's Table broadcast on 4radio.com is a little unique in that it actually has a fundraiser platform. So if any of you listening have a really great broadcast, message that you want to dial in and tell us about tonight, as far as, do you have a charity that you support that you would like for us to learn more about, or perhaps you want to be a sponsor of Tamara's Table, or maybe you want us to help you find folks to help with your fundraiser. I love doing fundraising, and Maria, that's kind of my thing. I really love to give back. And I feel like that's part of, the storyline for tonight. Your Word Is Your Wand is about loving and, not just giving to yourself that love that you need, but giving to others love, extending that beyond your, your inner self. And, of course, then, sharing whatever gifts that God gave you with others, whatever those talents or abilities are, we're called to share those with others in the world, to add value where we can be more to, share God's kingdom, with everyone that we know and people we don't know. So that is how we founded Tamara's Table. And originally Maria and I were looking at some, photos and ideas, for Tamara's Table. And I chose the table with the flowers to represent new life and abundance and growth because, the flowers, they grow from the earth and we plant a seed. And God says, if you just plant a seed and, you have the faith and you believe it, that it, it would be done for you. And God has shown me this through and through in my life. And, in future programs, I'll share a little bit more about me and how God has made such a huge difference and an impact in my life. And he's just been incredible to me. And I'm so grateful. And I want to share that love and abundance with all of you.
And you just said the word, okay, because what I see when I see the photo of Tamara's Table is abundance. It's humble abundance, and so that's what I see. That's what I see you producing, and I'm I'm excited. I'm excited about it all.
I am so,
so welcome.
Happy. Thank you so much, Maria. I'm so happy to be a part of the 4 Radio family. I'm just thrilled because I have felt that God had put this in my heart many years ago when I started first preparing my book, as I described in my last show with everyone. I do have a book out there, a little bit more about me. It's on Amazon.com. It's free to Prime members in the reading library, and it is available for the seeing impaired. It's on audiobook. So I love that. I'm so excited to be able to bring it to people who especially might have vision problems, you know, with reading, or maybe have glasses or something, and or maybe they're just, you know, traveling and they want to be able to listen to the audio book versus, you know, physically reading it. The book is not, you know, designed to be real pretty. It's not fluffy. Surprisingly, for the people who might be listening who know me, I love the glam and the fun and the glitz and the bling. Don't I, Maria?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? It's a lot of fun. You know, twinkling is not a bad thing.
Well, you're supposed to shine, you know, and God says, let it shine, let it shine. And, you know, you want to be a light in the darkness, you know, and that
That's
is what
right.
Tamara's Table is. It is the coming together of souls and people of all cultures, of all places, and of all ages. We are so excited to have you all here at Tamara's Table. And I don't see this as, you know, really so much of a radio broadcast as it is. I love being in this virtual space, you know, of, you know, trying to imagine who is listening tonight. Are they in their car? Are they at home? Are they leaving work?
No.
Or, you know,
but what's even better is we can imagine them at our table right now, because that's
what is
so great about this platform is it doesn't matter if they're in their car or sitting down in front of their computer. They actually can virtually be at your table right now, and that's what's so cool about it, because then, you know, you want to talk about something, put it down on the table because Tamara's Table is available for them. And that's what's so great about this platform is that you can open it up to virtually everyone.
Exactly. And, you know, how many people can you cram in a room?
Exactly. But in this particular room, it's in, you know, gosh, the numbers can go on and on. So, you know, God said, if you build it, they will come. So I'm counting on it.
Oh, I just love it, Maria. And I'd like to go ahead, if I can, then, and move into what I was discussing about the wand and how we use this virtual wand in our lives to call into existence more love, more peace, more joy, more faith, better and more optimal health and fitness, and all of these things. I wanted to bring back tonight something that I shared last week for those callers that didn't hear it last week. I want you all just for a moment, just to pause, kind of just let it all go from the day, just kind of try to put everything out of your mind and just ask your heart, what do you need? Ask your heart, what is in your heart today? Ask your heart, what do I really need? And then ask God. And God is here for you to give you comfort. God is here to love you unconditionally. He is the lover of all loves, and he loves you more than you will ever know. His love is great and beyond anything that we can even comprehend. God is here to listen to you. God is here because you are such a loving part of his kingdom. Isn't that exciting, Maria?
It is. It really is.
It gives me so much love and I love it. And, you know, I just wanted to share also a little prayer as we start the rest of our call. And we always close Tamara's Table with a prayer, too. So, you know, it's an inspirational show. It's meant to uplift and just love on everybody and, you know, let you be a part of something that is better than all the darkness and negativity that we have going on right now, okay? So let's go ahead and enter into the first prayer, and then we'll have a closing prayer at the end of the show. But I definitely want to get to the wand, how to use it, and then open the callers to call in and ask them some questions and share maybe something that they feel love about today, something or someone they feel love from today. Okay, so let's just pause for a moment and just get into a really good place. And Father, you know, time is so short and times are getting tougher in this ever-changing world, but it is just as you said it would be. Strengthen us, Lord, and help us to encourage each other here at Tamara's Table and to build each other up in your faith. And may we be ready and not caught off guard as we see things unfolding. Help us to make the most of our days and nights and to view everything in the light of your eternity. We are so grateful, God. Let every day go without a hitch. And when we run into trouble, let us run into your arms. Strengthen us, Lord, and heal us. Help us to mature and grow strong in our faith so that we can be overcomers of every obstacle that the enemy puts in our path. We love you. We know we are loved with the greatest love of all. And we thank you and we ask these things in God's name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Wow, I feel good already. Oh, yes. So we want to talk now about the life that we live and how we can, you know, have more abundance in our lives. We can call into existence pretty much anything, you know, with God's will in our life. And, you know, how is it done? You know, gosh, you really want to kind of think about the law of prosperity, right, Maria? We want them to think of the power of their words and how they're using them. How are we using our words? How are we using the law of non-resistance and how are we using our voices and our hearts to send a brighter message out to the world? Is what we're saying bright and good? Is it bringing value to the situation at hand? Is it bringing a joy or love or peace in the situation that we are currently in? So we need to think about these things as we go about our day. So I'll give you an example of how the wand works. So let's say some hate out there, okay? That hate is going to return, okay? If words go out, okay? And when they go out, they go somewhere. And God says, you know, we're not going to let his word return to him void. So if you go into the earlier part of the Bible, it talks about how God created the heavens and the earth. And he said, it says, you know, let there be light. Okay. And so he called into existence. He spoke and he spoke this powerful creation. Our words create. Okay. So think about that for just a moment. Our words create. Our words have the power to give love and to heal. They have the power to kill and hurt. So we must be very guarding of our mouth to say more of what's pleasing and more of what's beautiful, more love and truth and beauty in your life, and you will get more of it in return. That's how the law of attraction works. That's how your wand will work for you. So imagine you have a virtual wand. So you're going to say, you know, keep my heart with all diligence, right? Because out of your heart become all of the issues of your life. So this means that whatever you image in your mind and the words that you speak and these things, you know, Maria, sooner or later, they're going to externalize in your affairs, in your life. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow, but it might happen 5, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road.
Well, so, why don't we go ahead and put some scripture to it? So really, when you're talking about your words, that's Proverbs 18:21. And that death, life and death rests in the power of the tongue. And you're right.
Yes.
The tongue is a very, very, very strong, powerful thing. So that's Proverbs 18:21 for your listeners who are listening.
Thank you. You can also reference Proverbs 4:23. And both of those are great scriptures for you to refer to if you wanted to get a little bit of biblical reference around that. And, you know, it's really important. We talked last week about health and fitness, remember, because I've been doing a fitness challenge. And I used to have very poor health because of a certain blood disorder that I was diagnosed with April of 2011. And the doctors did everything they could for me. The doctors actually told me, we're sorry, there's nothing more we can do. After a surgery and several other things, they came back to me and said, we're very sorry. You know, we feel you're bleeding out and we don't know where it's coming from and we can't stop it. And you don't have very much time left. Well, you know what? I didn't accept that, because what you accept is what becomes your truth. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. What you accept becomes your truth. Find it in your vocabulary that when someone imposes something that is not your truth, that you can say to yourself, you don't have to say it to them, this is not my truth, okay? We can all agree to disagree, but it is important to remember that the word disease, it's spelled D-I-S-E-A-S-E. If you break down the syllables, it is dis-ease, okay? If you have disease of any kind, then you can trust and call on more of God in your life to deliver you from whatever you're going through. Now, in every case, if it's not God's will, right, they say God's will shall be done. So if it's not in God's will, you can't really change it. However, in my situation, and I'm speaking from experience, I was told to prepare for my death. And I went to God in a prayer, and I trusted him. And I told God, I trust you. And if I'm to go, I'm ready to go. I'll get my things in order. And I called my brother, and we discussed it. And he told me, quite frankly, I love you, and I'm here for you until they take you out in a pine box, so to speak, right? Well, I could either accept that. At the time, I wasn't, let's say, ready. So I called on God to come and be with me and help me through this very difficult time, to prepare me either for what was next or to deliver me out of this and to spare my life. And you have to be specific in your prayer, okay? Something I have learned, that the prayers that God has answered for me, Maria, are the ones where I was very specific in how I asked. Because he says in the Bible, ask and it shall be done for you, right? Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you. We are called to go to him and knock and ask and seek for his knowledge and his guidance. And so you asked a little bit about Tamara. Tamara's table was really founded on the principles of the things I'm teaching everyone here on this call. I did not give up or give in. Sons, I wasn't ready. I was still young. You know, I was still under 50 when they found this situation in my health. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I get a phone call, Maria. And the phone call was, here, write this down. And, you know, I got this call from a family member who said, here, write this down. And it was some certain kind of, you know, blood disorder. We'll call it dis-ease. Not a disease, but it was dis-ease. And I had never heard of it before. I couldn't even pronounce it. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this is a gift from God, right? So I took this information to my doctor that afternoon, as I was directed to do by the person who called me. And it turned out that they tested me for it and began treatment. It took me 8 months of treatment. Every day I went in an outpatient, clinic here at Northside Hospital here in Georgia if anyone is on the call that knows of Northside, it's right here at the Perimeter in Atlanta. Very, very good hospital. A lot of Emory doctors and so forth who had been working on me. And the reason I'm sharing my story is it just spoke to me that I need to share this testimony with other people. What we accept becomes our reality. And I did not accept when the doctor said, this is the end of the road for you. And so I sought for God to deliver me out of it. And you know what? That call came 2 days later that saved my life. It took 8 months of fighting for it, but it was worth fighting for. And I wouldn't change it all a day in my life what I went through, because it's made me a different person. I'm a different person today in my heart and my soul for having gone through this experience. And, you know, maybe sometimes God puts us through certain circumstances, whatever your circumstance could be today. Perhaps somebody here that's listening is going through a difficult time with their health, or they have a loved one or something that's going on that's really troubling them. And I just want to share with you today at Tamara's Table that, you know, whatever is the desire of your heart for more health, more wealth, more love, more friends, a better perfect self-expression, whatever God's highest ideals are for you, it is attainable. You know, because as I said, it's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. And I am a testimony of this truth because I'm still living today. And that was 2011, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healthier than I've been in years. I'm healthier than I've been in so long. And a lot of it is because of my belief. And that's what we're called to do as souls, as people. You know, whatever.
Amen.
Yes, whatever a man or woman feels deeply or imagines clearly is impressed upon the subconscious mind. And somehow, some way, it can be manifested in certain details in your life and or in the life of the people that are in your life with you. And, you know, I think that we need to cover that a little bit. I mean, it's serious. I think that one more thing, then I definitely want to get the callers to call in and give us some of their thoughts on this topic.
Actually, yes. Tamara, you need to go ahead and tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, because you have 1 minute before you have to do your closing prayer.
Oh, my goodness. This is my question.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'll add one more thing, and then I'm going to do the closing prayer. And then hopefully next month when you guys come on board, you'll be able to share with us in our guest. We're going to have a special guest that we'll announce. But just remember what I shared tonight is the human mind and what we see our life as it appears to be. So if you see death and disaster, sickness or poverty or limitations of any kind, and you impress it upon your subconscious, this is not healthy for your life. Okay, so the subconscious mind is the God mind. That's what I want to close with before prayer. Within each man or woman, it is the realm of perfect ideas and beauty that will put this beautiful pattern, you know, into existence in your life. So there is a place that you are to fill in this world. And no one else in this world, in this life, can fill it. There is something that each of you listening on this call tonight are meant and designed to do. God is a creator. God is a designer, Maria. And no one else can do the supernatural that God can do. And I'll close with a prayer. So our closing prayer, may you look up from your everyday with new expectancy that God is up to something real good and new in your life. May you sense his love afresh in you and begin praying with boldness and conviction. May you dare to believe that new things are just around the corner and that God has prepared them especially for you. May you trust in him to heal your soul and make you whole. He invites you to come and live intimately with him and abundantly because of him. Trust in him with all your heart and in your next steps, and have a beautiful and magical Christmas and Happy New Year from Tamara's Table at 4radio.com.
4radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
ForRadio.com.